Well, in the hours following the premier's announcement that he's going to be leaving office, speculation immediately began to swirl over who will replace him. Dean McDonald, Paul Antle, Dr. Andrew Furey, just a few of the names that were being thrown around. When looking at the possible hopefuls, one thing becomes painfully clear. Very few women have landed on the speculation list so far. Melissa Royal is a local lawyer, and she's also a member of the nationwide group that's committed to getting more women on the ballot, Equal Voice. She joins us live in studio. Good morning, Melissa.
Hi, Jalen. How are you?
Wonderful. Thank you so much for coming in live. We love our live guests, don't we, Fred?
We do indeed.
So what do you think is going on that we've heard? I mean, we've heard MHA Siobhan Cody being thrown around in the mix, but that's really the only woman that I have.
And she said no.
And she said
pretty quickly. Yeah. So I mean, I think it's a reflection of what happens in politics in this province and elsewhere, just that women are not involved in the electoral sense, putting their name forward, to the same degree that men are. And, you know, that's nothing to say that, you know, the men that are putting their names forward aren't exciting candidates. And in fact, I think they are in some cases. But, you know, we've got 500,000 people in this province. I would like to think that all of the best ones, you know, are equipped and feel comfortable enough to step up when the time comes.
How do we get more women to be thrown around as a possible hopeful, and how do we get them to step up and say, you know, grab it and say it's mine?
Well, you know, that's a big question, yeah. And that there's a lot of organizations, including Equal Voice, that put a lot of effort into rectifying that. You know, first it comes to the women themselves, right? I mean, you have to put your own name forward, and you know, so for Equal Voice's perspective, it's about equipping women with that. We have training sessions, and we try to make informal mentorships and build networks, because there are a lot of barriers that affect all people trying to enter politics, but research shows they affect women more.
Melissa, I mean, within the last year and a half, we've seen what happened with Kathy Bennett and the fact that she left, with Sherry Gambin Walsh, the harassment and bullying scandal in the House of Assembly. You know, it begs the question, why would anyone, a man or a woman, want to go for this type of job?
Absolutely.
Where your life and social media is put under scrutiny. And as Kathy Bennett put it, you know, the harassment she faced was within her own caucus, not even the enemy, if you will, to use the air quotes. It was her own caucus.
Sure. And I think that was true of Kathy Dunderdale, who you were just mentioning as well. I think she faced a lot of those issues, too. There's no doubt that everyone faces it. Research does show that, you know, women face the negative and the personal criticism a little bit more than men. But I think you're right that it's a difficult job. But that's why I think we need to have, you know, all available and credible and qualified people step forward. And I think the parties play a large role in that. So I would encourage the Liberal Party and also anybody in those circles to think about who in their networks would be a good leader and has what it takes to lead this province through some difficult times and support them.
Serious question. Have you been asked? Have you been asked to run? Not even for the leadership as such, but I mean, because people like yourself who are out there talking, representing, good spokesperson.
Sure.
I mean, you know, this is the type of person you need in politics, somebody who's, you know.
Well, thanks. Now you've asked me.
Melissa for premier.
But you know what? I mean, when you look at the people who are coming forward or at least, you know, being bandied about for Liberal leader, we have, you know, business and philanthropic and political leaders. And there are plenty of women in our province who also fit those roles.
Wait,
right?
No, you didn't answer the question, though.
Oh,
have
see,
you
I'm
asked?
Learning.
Has I told you asked any party approached
you. She's got
you.
This political game down pat.
Yeah, right?
But, you know, so I think that there are especially, you know, more senior women to me, for sure. People who have a lot of experience who would be great for this role. And even if, you know, they're not going to be premier this time around, I think it's always important when we see a list of male hopefuls and we see a list of people who we would like to see or are interested in becoming premier of this province, I think it's important to note when there's a lack of women and use that as an opportunity to highlight what we can do to get more women involved in running.
And how important is it to have, because I've attended some Equal Voice events behalf of VOCM.
We'd love to see there.
It's where I met Pat Kearney. And
yeah.
She was a tour de force, or she is. When I met her, she said, now what are your intentions as a reporter? What are your plans here? And I was like, I'm reporting local news. Why? And she said, well, my daughter is a reporter abroad, and she's reporting from war zones, and she has a child at home, and her husband is a stay-at-home. And she went on and on about my situation. And I just found it inspiring to see a woman who you can look up to. And I mean, how much is that? that important for Equal Voice to bring inspiring women into the community and let them speak to other ladies?
You're right. I love hearing that story because that is exactly the type of experience we're trying to foster. You know, we've had great success with women politicians in this province and on the national level when they come here to speak to our group and, you know, really bring some insight and advice. But what also happens, which I really like, is the informal mentorships that form in our group. You know, just for having someone to bounce ideas off and to learn from. Because one of the other reasons that women, you know, tend to point to that they don't run for politics as often is the lack of networks and money, you know, for support that that men can have.
And will Equal Voice be hosting events like this in the lead up to, in the next couple of months, really?
Absolutely. We're always hosting events, and I would love to hear from anybody else who's interested in politics, even far down the road, and not even necessarily running yourself, if you want to get involved and support women who are running. So, of course, we love to invite all people to our events. So if you're interested, just check us out on social media, Equal Voice NL. We're pretty easy to find, or send us an email at nl@equalvoice.ca.
Melissa Royal, thanks for coming in this morning. Appreciate your time. Somebody's phone is going off.
Thanks
there.
Thanks for having me.
Somebody's calling you to tell you're on the radio, or maybe they're calling to recruit you. Who knows?
Exactly. That could be the Liberal Party.
She still didn't answer the question.
No, because she's good at this,
all
okay?
Right. I don't know how good I am if you're calling me out on it.